How about today's No Sweat News? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, because it's Shinedown tickets for you on the No Sweat News quiz Friday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And this is absolutely one of the coolest things I've ever seen a corporation do. And normally I don't blow smoke like that, but check this out. Dateline, California. Alan Pierce is an intensive care unit nurse in Paradise, California.
Okay.
What happened in Paradise, California last year, Dave?
Oh, no.
Massive wildfire.
Oh, no,
the
yes.
The worst wildfire in the state.
Uh-oh.
He used his Toyota Tundra to personally shuttle patients from the hospital in which he worked to safety when the fire spread. Multiple trips back and forth through the flames.
Wow.
The flames got so close to his Toyota truck, it charred the sides, blew out bubbles in the paint job, and melted his gosh darn taillights.
Holy cow, this guy's a hero.
He's a total hero.
This guy's amazing.
Well, Toyota heard about this dude, and they showed up with a brand new truck for him.
There it
Not
is.
Just any truck. They gave this guy a souped-up version of the Tundra with a heavy-duty
yes.
roof rack, bigger tires, a lift kit,
yes.
oxygen on board, the whole bit.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what they did that made it wicked, wicked cool.
This truck's going to look like Gravedigger.
The charred doors and the melted taillights were a badge of honor for the dude.
Right.
Right? Because he went through a lot.
He liked it.
So they did a custom paint job for him.
Oh,
they put the charred doors in paint back on, basically.
That's phenomenal.
They made it so that the paint looked bubbled up a little bit.
That's
they even
incredible.
Gave him other texture where the old place, you know, looked like it was all damaged and ready to fall apart. But this is just a paint job.
This is fantastic.
It's now one of the coolest things. And so good on Toyota for stepping up and doing that.
Well, well done, Toyota.
Yeah, yeah. And we go from one of the coolest things that a corporation could ever do to somebody to one of the worst.
Oh, no.
If this is not a nightmare for an air traveler, I don't know what it is. Short of dragging someone off, breaking their glasses and nose, a woman who fell asleep on an Air Canada flight earlier this month got left on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And when she woke up, the plane had been parked and put to bed for the night.
Why didn't they wake her?
Somehow they missed her.
They missed her?
It was a short flight. Somehow when they cleared and cleaned up, they didn't see her sleeping in her chair.
What the hell's going on up there?
Seriously. They put the plane in its parked position for the night. She woke up. It was pitch black. It was cold. And she was in the middle of nowhere. Her phone had gone dead. She found a flashlight in the cockpit.
This is insane.
She pried the plane's door open. And since she was 50 feet in the air in the gosh darn plane.
What do you do?
She was like, so she just started flashing the flashlight. Thank God someone saw it and came to her rescue, brought a ladder, and got her off the damn plane.
Somebody has a lawsuit.
How
Just, sorry.
She said she hasn't slept right since.
Yeah, I know. Listen, this time I'm with her.
What the hell?
I'm sorry. I know we were too litigious a society, but you know what? Take these people to the cleaners.
Give that lady free air flight for the rest of her life.
What the hell?
Unbelievable.
You don't notice that there's a person there?
I left a jacket, a very nice jacket that that I really liked. Had a lot of sentimental value to me on an airplane once. And they wouldn't let me back on to go check the luggage compartment.
Right.
And then one of the stewards came over and said, just come with me. Come with me. Let's just get it. Took me by the hand. And so I was like, thank you so much. This guy, I mean, she's...
And then these people don't even wake the poor lady
they
up.
Don't even wake her up.
See, she wakes up in a bleeping Twilight Zone episode. Where she's like, I'm stranded on a plane 50 feet in the air. What the hell?
We're going to stay in an airplane or at least at an airport for our third and final story of the day. Dateline Detroit. A guy, for some reason, decided that the best way for him to clear the TSA checkpoint at the Detroit Metro Airport was for him to strip naked.
Well, I'll tell you. It would catch my attention, laddie boy.
Say. It happened about 5:30 in the morning last Friday morning. There wasn't a very long line. He walked up fully clothed, strips it all off, and approaches the TSA. I guess he didn't see the sign or get the clue that it's just belt and shoes, dude.
Right.
Just belt and shoes.
Just those things.
Oddly enough, he didn't have a boarding pass, so Police dropped him off at the building with the rubber walls just to be safe.
He was on all kinds of drugs, huh?
He might have been high on the goofball, Dave. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to say it's a safe bet that there was something psychedelic running through his bloodstream.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday. Shinedown tickets up for grabs on the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.